Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. Have you ever invested in cryptocurrency? Do you have a friend that got in early in the Bitcoin craze? Digital currencies like Bitcoin have exploded in popularity in South Florida. It's home to a number of cryptocurrency conferences throughout the year, and Wynwood in downtown Miami even have Bitcoin ATMs. Aventura-based real estate developer Remy Jacobson was an early crypto investor back in 2011. He's since developed a platform that allows anyone to invest in real estate properties using cryptocurrency. His platform is called RealIT. Sundial producer Chris Remington spoke with Jacobson about the platform and why South Florida has become such a hub for this activity.
It is important to differentiate cryptocurrency and tokens and the underlying technology blockchain.
Okay.
The best description for a Bitcoin, a cryptocurrency, is a trustless third-party holder. If I give you a $100 bill and I tell you in 5 years, Chris, give me back the $100 bill, you'll give me back a $100 bill. If I give you a Bitcoin and I tell you, Chris, give me back $100 worth in Bitcoin, in 5 years, I could make sure you give me back this exact same Bitcoin. So there is full transparencies, full traceability. That is the beauty of blockchain, which is a hyperledger. Now you have the tokens, which are very different from the currencies. Currencies are Bitcoin, Zcash, Monero, all those are considered currencies. You have the tokens, could be asset tokens, utility tokens, and more importantly, security tokens.
So we're covering a lot of terms there, so let's try and break those up a little bit. Blockchain is the ledger which tracks the transactions that you use with the currency.
Blockchain,
right?
Is the technology used to create the ledger.
To create the ledger, thank you.
Yes.
Right, and then Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. It's one of the many cryptocurrencies available, right?
Bitcoin is the actual first cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. It is the first blockchain that was created under the protocol SHA-256.
Gotcha. So how have you used cryptocurrency? Like, what could people use Bitcoin for right now? What's available out there?
Everything from a car to a hotel room to a drink to a restaurant to a shirt and t-shirt in a store. You could virtually buy anything with Bitcoin today.
What's interesting for me, too, is seeing how popular cryptocurrency has become in South Florida. You constantly see conferences for cryptocurrency down here. What explains that? How has it become such a hub here?
We are the center for Latin America. Latin America uses a lot of cryptocurrency, not just Venezuela, but many other countries. It is extremely easy to transact in crypto, extremely easy to send a wire, if you want to call it a wire, through crypto bitcoins. Makes life very easy.
So the cryptocurrencies aren't necessarily being regulated by US or Latin American governments?
Bitcoin itself is not regulated by anyone. Mm-hmm. Bitcoin is based on a protocol that was written by Satoshi Nakamoto in late 2008, published in 2009, which self-regulates itself.
Mm. Can you explain that a little bit? What do you mean by it regulates itself? Because that's what really makes it different from a lot of other currencies.
There is 21 million Bitcoin that will be issued by year 2120. The protocol requires a certain amount of verification before a transaction is validated on the blockchain. Mm-hmm. There's a certain amount of Bitcoin released every 10 minutes, and this amount is decreasing as the difficulty of the network. The difficulty is what we use to measure the mining capacity. Mm. The net difficulty of the network goes up, the halving happens, and we mine less Bitcoin.
So there's fewer Bitcoin out there.
Yes, that is really for Bitcoin because it has a finite number. You could take other cryptocurrencies, and I think there is close to 4,000 of them today.
Wow.
They have different protocol.
So can you talk a little bit about how, because we talked about all of these different Latin American investors that are getting involved with cryptocurrencies, how are they spending that money? How is that being invested? Where are we seeing it here in South Florida?
It's not necessarily spending it in crypto, but it's mostly spent moving money to the U.S., which is a very easy way to do it. Then they spend fiat being U.S. dollars, Canadian dollars, Swiss francs, in the U.S. And where is it being spent in South Florida? Through the jungle concrete, the concrete jungle that we have.
Mm.
A lot of properties are being built. You've seen a few transactions happening in the real estate market in Florida already in cryptocurrencies. Not on the blockchain, but paid with crypto.
I'm curious because you said you've been really involved in Bitcoin and cryptocurrency since 2011, so for close to a decade now. What explains the explosion in popularity? It's like everybody's talking about this stuff.
The first explosion in popularity of Bitcoin happened during the Cyprus crisis, when everybody realized that it was safer than most banks to keep your money.
This was the financial crisis in Europe.
Absolutely. That's when the first crisis happened. That's when the first interest peak of interest happened for Bitcoin. Going through history, Bitcoin it has a finite number. It is easier to break down a Bitcoin because you could go 9 decimal backward than it is to break to ship a piece of gold. And you know how many Bitcoins are going to be issued. You know how many are in circulation today. You know that a good 20% of those Bitcoin have been lost because if you lose your private key on your wallet, you lost your coins. It's like cash. You lose it, you lose it. So Bitcoin has a real interest and a real financial value to it because of its finite number, because of its usage, because of where you could spend it. If you go to a school today, you could pay your tuition with Bitcoin. You cannot pay it with gold.
When you go to any school or most school?
Most Ivy Leagues today take cryptos.
Really?
Really.
That's so interesting because they see value in accepting that currency or...
They see value in accepting that currency. They see value and they don't need to necessarily need to deal with the currency. They could have the currency for less than a fraction of a second and get their dollar payment in their bank account. It is really a medium of payment today. No different as swiping a credit card. By the time they swipe the credit card and they get the cash, it takes longer than by the time they get the Bitcoin and sell them for cash.
So you referenced this a little while ago, this idea of using cryptocurrencies in real estate transactions, and that's really fundamental behind this idea of realty. So talk first about sort of the notion, the idea behind using that as a way to invest in real estate.
Transparency, ease of transaction, and speed of transaction is what is really key for real estate and cryptocurrency. So realty is the first frictionless real estate investing platform live today. We have some competitors coming live, but they are not operational as we are. We've seen the value in fractionalizing real estate and opening real estate to the masses. Historically speaking, real estate is a very expensive and cumbersome investment for everyone. Today, with $50, you could buy a piece of a real estate and you could see the effect of passive income that real estate gives you. Over a year with $50, you're not going to get rich. But you will understand that that $50 could turn into X amount of dollars just from the rent payment, not the intrinsic value of the asset that itself goes up every year. And that's what realty gives. It's access to passive income, access to safe passive income, which is real estate, to everybody, not just reserved for the wealthy of the world anymore.
So let's explain exactly how this works, because you guys are already operating. You have properties in Detroit. I know you're looking to expand properties in Atlanta and South Florida.
Correct.
So let's talk, for instance, in Detroit. Let's say I want to get in on a house in Detroit and I want to get $100 or $50 worth of a property that you all own. I then buy a token with my $100, or what's the next step?
So you go on our website, realty.co. You select the asset that you want to buy based on the cap rate, based on the look, based on the tenant, whichever parameter that you select.
And so you would get information about the people living there. You would get to see who's renting out the space, basically.
No, for privacy reason, we don't give the name out, but we do show you the lease term and how much payment is going to be made. You do own the house. Once you're a token buyer, you have full information about everything about your property. So you go on the website, you select the property you want to invest in, you select the number of tokens you want to buy, you press buy, you complete the transaction, go through the KYC AML, and your token is dispensed to your Ethereum wallet, and thereon you get a rent payment on a daily basis. Thanks to blockchain and stablecoin, we're able to pay rent every day and not every month anymore.
So when you say pay rent daily, are you talking about you yourselves as a company are paying rent based off what the tenant is giving you, or how is that rent determined?
We don't pay rent. The tenant is paying the rent. Our token buyers own the assets directly. They are actually landlord. It's not investing in a fund where we do everything. We take care of the management, but you own that specific aspect, that specific asset directly. So the rent payment is the actual rent that is collected, that is deposited into the smart contract. The smart contract divides it in stablecoin and pays it out on a daily basis.
I'm speaking with Remy Jacobson. He's a cryptocurrency investor and real estate developer behind the new crowdfunding platform, Realty. Realty allows for investors to buy fractions of real estate properties using cryptocurrency. They currently have listings in Detroit, and they're looking to expand here in South Florida. You can find more details about Realty on our website, WLRN.org. So I want to clarify something, too. One of the issues that often comes up with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies is that they're extremely volatile. They can constantly change in value, and quite frankly, they have over the past several years.
Tell me about it.
I'm wondering, when you're investing in these real estate properties, is that a concern that you're not sure how much money you're going to have after a couple months or after a year?
No, it is not. There are tokens or security tokens, and they're asset-backed tokens, which are backed by the intrinsic value of the asset itself. So if the house is worth $100,000, your token will be worth, your general amount of token will be worth $100,000. As the house increases in value, the token will go up in value.
So if I, let's say, for instance, wanted to take, I have 50 tokens invested in one of your properties in Detroit. If I wanted to take some of those tokens and move it to another property, are they transferable, or is each token specific to each space?
So each token is specific to a property, but okay. You're welcome to buy more token, obviously, and you're welcome to sell your token and buy into another property if you are more attracted to this property.
What have you heard from folks thus far that have been working with the platform? What have you learned?
I've seen very interesting things, such as the reverse mortgage industry coming to us and saying, I was refused. Would you be able to sell 20% of our property? The monthly rent payment are cheaper than their mortgage payment. We've seen a lot of landlords wanting to sell their properties and giving good cap rates to our investors. And we've seen a tremendous amount of investors being interested in owning participation of many houses instead of buying into one big properties.
Where do you see the future of cryptocurrency going? Could I, for instance, soon be able to pay my landlord in rent with cryptocurrency?
Absolutely. There's a platform called Kahuna Group, kahunatoken.io, which is allowing you to do that in the next few months. The question is not if cryptocurrency is the future, it's which cryptocurrency will be the future. I do not see us transact in cash with paper bills in our pocket in the next 10 years. Today, through PayPal, Cash Apps, you're already using a form of digital money, which is more traditional. But the question will not be, is it crypto? It will be which crypto, which blockchain we'll be using.
That was Aventura-based investor Remy Jacobson behind the platform Real IT. You can find more details about crypto in South Florida by going to our social media, WLRN Sundial. Well, still to come, Chopin is popular in South Florida. Why that is linked to our large immigration population, we'll explain coming up next on Sundial.